Everybody, listening audience out there everywhere, woo! This is Beacon of Hope's Living the Good Life. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and in the studio with me right now is one of our radio team members, Nan. You are in there in the studio, I'm in here in the control room, and we're going to have a great show today. I can't wait. Woo!
Absolutely fantastic.
Wait a minute. I didn't have your mic on. I was running late getting in this chair. Woo, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said it's going to be. I thought it wasn't sounding right.
Yeah, right. There you go. It helps when it's on.
It's going to be absolutely wonderful, power-packed program.
You know, this new series we're in is just amazing. And if you missed last week, it was part one of Finding Favor Forever. And you need to go to tantalk1340.com, go to podcasts, go to Living the Good Life, and check it out and listen to it so you can catch up. We are in the book of Ruth. Betty from Indiana will check in here in about 30 minutes and be a part of the rest of the show. And that's always a joy when she is. And Nan, I just love our radio team. Everybody's great. Next week will be Megan and Cindy from Indiana on the show with me. And we just rotate people. And it's just fun to be able to share the good news of the gospel week after week and to just encourage people that they don't have to stay in the same ruts that they've always been in, that it's a new day in God and it's time to appropriate all the promises. Nan, you and I have been talking about appropriating the promises a lot lately in our conversations, haven't we? And on our Friday night gathering.
We've been spending a lot of time talking about God's promises and how he fulfills those promises.
Yes.
There's so many things that's available to us that we many times we have a tendency to live beneath the level of where is available to us because, number one, sometimes people don't recognize it's available. Number two, it's available, but they don't think they're worthy of it.
They don't know how to access it either.
They just don't know how to do it.
That's what this show's all about, because this is a practical Christian living show. The ministry that I began in Indiana in 1980, actually, and really before that as a youth pastor, but 84 as pastoring my own church up there, God gave me from the beginning that our mission is practical Christian living, Nan. To take the truths of the word and translate them into our daily lives so that we can live as overcomers, so that we can find victory in areas of our lives that are frustrating or difficult or painful or hurtful, so that we can realize that God loves every single one of us so very much, and he's got a plan for each of us. And that's what this show is all about, living the good life. Because he is good. Our God, our Father God is good. He is so good. Woo, love that.
I've sat under your ministry for about 5 years now.
Okay, and, there you go.
I was raised in church and attended church the majority of my adult life. And a lot of that time, actually, I was in leadership at my church in various forms at various times. And I can honestly say I've been in multiple churches throughout my adult life, and of all of them, I must say yours is the most has been the most rewarding to to be able to participate in.
Cool.
Because it is that practical
it's
living.
Practical.
Yeah, I have learned so much about how to live. And a lot of times in churches, what I used to hear was what we can't do.
Right.
What we can't do. And sometimes they spend some, we used to say they spend so much time talk about do you know what we can't do that they don't spend the time spending about what we can do, what's available to us. And that's what this ministry is all about, is
Amen.
What is available to us, living
yes.
the good life.
Yes, that's it, Nan. And I love the fact that we just let the Holy Spirit lead. We have a general idea where we're going to be today in Ruth, that we began that book last week. There's only four chapters in that book. We'll be in Ruth 1 and 2. So we have a general idea where we're going, but we just let the Holy Spirit lead how it goes. And it's amazing what God does in these shows. And we just give God all the glory and praise.
He does get the glory and the praise.
Amen.
And it is the way, you know, like you say, we have the general idea, but He moves in His anointing way, in His anointed way, and the program has His anointing on it. And whether it's listening live or listening at a later time, His anointing still goes along with that program.
Amen.
You know, so if someone's
Amen.
Catching this later on, and the various other forms that you know we have it broadcast on, that anointing still goes
it's
out
there.
With that message, because it's His message, and
Amen.
It's going out in the airwaves all over the world. And the anointing is there if they're listening to it 2 months from now.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said all over the world, because we are so grateful to Starcom Media and Ed, who is the CEO of that organization, for allowing us and picking up both of our programs back in January of this year. This program and the one we do on Thursday nights, Go Yard, with Mama Mac, and we'll tell you more about that later. But two programs a week that we do from this ministry. And we were picked up by Starcom Media back in January of this year, and it's been huge what God is doing. And just all the stations across the United States that now get this program. So if you're listening through Starcom Media or you're listening through Tantalk1340.com right now, or if you're in another country, we're starting to hear from people in other countries, Nan, and this is so exciting what God is doing. It's just great. Heard from somebody in the United Kingdom this week, also India, and another country. I just slipped my mind the name of it. It's a little one. But anyway, over on the edge of Russia. But, you know, thank God for every single one that listens and can get the word of God that we are giving week after week. It's a blessing to us.
What just came to mind, two things came to mind. Number one, January, a lot of times people start new things. They start
right.
their new diet. They start their new exercise program.
Exactly.
They're going to spend less money. They're going to spend more time with the family. Whatever we decide in January, what a way for Beacon to begin is with this organization.
That's right.
I mean, that is like begin the January. Yeah, I was listening to a CD in the car. And it was where the Lord had prophesied something over the ministry. And He prophesied, I was listening to it just 10 minutes ago.
Wow.
He prophesied how our ministry would be reaching the world.
Yes.
And when I heard that, I got all excited, because I've been listening to that CD and I hadn't picked up on that statement yet.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's so cool that it
Praise
is being
God.
Fulfilled.
And
Praise just
God.
As it's being fulfilled, so things that's in the Word of God, people can have.
Amen. Woo! Okay. You know, this is going to be a great show today. And again, our title is Finding Favor Forever. And so often we get so sidetracked in our weaknesses, in our failures, in our doubts, and in our fears. And I wanted to start this show off today with a song that combats all of that. And it is one of my favorite songs again. It is by CC Winans. His Strength is Perfect. Let this song bless you.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Sometimes I wonder what He can do for me. No great success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my weakness He is there to let me. course comes to an end. He hears our humble cries and proves again His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect.
His strength is
perfect when our strength
praise God
is gone.
So very true.
He'll
carry us when we can't carry on. Some of you out there in Radio Land today feel that way, that you cannot carry on, that life's burdens and hassles and problems and lack have got you in despair to a point that you can't carry on. You came to the right place. Don't move that radio dial. And let's see what God has to say today that will encourage you, which it will. It will. The title of this series is Finding Favor Forever. And we began it last week. If you missed it, go to tantalk1340.com to the podcast page. Go down to Living the Good Life and listen to that show from last Sunday as soon as you get a chance to do that. Nan, I could see you typing away in there in the studio. I'm in the control room. It looks to me like you've got another poem that God's given you during that song. Do you want to share that?
I would love to, Pastor. It's entitled, My Strength is Here for You. My strength is here for you. Simply ask from me. You will make it with my peace in your life. I see what you currently are facing. I see the heartbreak, sadness, strife. When your strength is gone, mine can come in. I will carry you while you face what you do. Reach out to me. Ask for the strength that I give. This is the action that is yours to do. I can show off with my strength in your life. You can make it. You can become strong. Look to me for all the strength you need. It will enable you to travel on. Breathe in right now. Take hold of it. I will help you even this very moment in time. I love you so very much, precious little one. I will carry you because I love you. I'm so kind.
Ooh, I love
and
that poem.
It's interesting. Mm. At the end, he
that's good.
Excuse me. He said, you know, I'm so kind.
Yeah.
He said, my strength is with you.
Yes.
You know, and breathe it in now. I'm with you now. And,
amen.
You know, and I believe people, you know, I mean, how many times, I mean, I know for myself, it's like, God, I need your strength right now to make
yes.
it through this
yes.
situation.
Yes.
You know, and I could just stop
mm-hmm.
and just wait and just wait on him and praise his name and just wait on him. And he moves with strength in the situation that I'm facing. And it's not, people can ask for his strength. It's not a sign of weakness
mm-hmm.
if you ask for his strength.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply we're living in a world where Satan tries to come against us. We need God's strength to carry on in
Amen.
Many situations that we face. I know I have faced numerous big situations, even smaller situations. God cares about all the situations
yes.
that we face.
Yes.
And someone may say, well, I don't have cancer like that person does. I just am dealing with this. Or I don't have this major loss in my life. I'm just dealing with this. Well, God cares about all the this.
Every bit
if
of it.
If it affects us, if we need strength for it, he Woo. Cares about us, you know?
Amen. Amen. And that word that just came through your computer there that you typed from God is a prophetic word, God speaking to hearts. It's not just for you and me, Nan. It's for countless numbers of people scattered around the globe. And I really feel right now we're to begin with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you right now and we praise you for speaking to us so directly through this poem that you have just given. Lord, I believe that you are our strengthener. You are our standby. You are our friend, our helper. You are our comforter. You're the healer of our bodies and of our emotions. And Lord, for all those that listen to this show now or sometime later in the future, I ask that right this moment you would become their strengthener, that your strength is perfect when our strength is gone, when we feel hopeless or we feel helpless or we feel like we are just discouraged and defeated. Lord, you are right there to pick us up and carry us on your shoulders. And so, Lord, right now, I ask that you do this for our audience today and whenever they listen to this show in the future, that you pick them up and that you hold them in your arms and you allow them to feel the comfort of your Holy Spirit and your peace that settles down upon them right now. We ask this and we thank you for a great show in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's go to Ruth chapter 1. Real quickly, Naomi and her husband left Israel where they lived in the town of Bethlehem. They had two sons. They left town because there was a famine in the land, and they did not have enough food. And they go to a distant place called Moab. This is chronicled in Ruth chapter 1. They get there, and originally Naomi, her name meant pleasant and agreeable, which is what her name meant forever. I don't mean originally. It wasn't changed. She changed it, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But Naomi suffered great loss, and some of you out there may have been suffering great loss lately. Maybe someone has died in your life. Maybe a relationship has broken up that is very painful for you. Maybe you have lost a job. Whatever your situation is, maybe you have lost communication with some of your relatives. Whatever it is, God is right there in the middle of your agony. Naomi and her husband, Elimelech, and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, go to Moab, and over a course of 10 years, the husband dies and the two sons die. But before the two sons died, they each took a wife. One of them, the youngest, took the wife. Her name was Ruth, and that's who this book is all about. The oldest took a wife named Orpah. And as it turns out, there comes a day when Naomi is in such despair over having lost her husband and two sons that she says to her daughters-in-law that she's going back to her homeland, which is Israel. And they start out on the journey. We talked about this in detail last week, so I'm not going to go through those details again, only to point us to about it's down in about verse 16, I guess it is. When the one daughter-in-law, Orpah, does decide to turn around and go back home to her own land of Moab, the other daughter-in-law, Ruth, chooses not to go. In fact, a very famous verse, Ruth 1:16, is, and I'm reading now the Message Bible, Ruth says this to her mother-in-law, Naomi, "Don't force me to leave you. Don't make me go home. Where you go, I go." This is used in a lot of wedding ceremonies. I use it in a lot of ceremonies when I perform weddings. And these are Ruth's very famous words. "Where you go, I go. Where you live, I'll live. Your people are my people. Your God is my God. Where you die, I'll die. And that's where I'll be buried. So help me God. Not even death itself is going to come between us." Wow, that is a huge commitment there that Ruth made to her mother-in-law, Naomi.
I was just going to say, that is quite a commitment.
Huge?
I mean, if people who get married would hold true to their commitment, I mean, you know, times get rough and
right,
they part ways, or even friendships. I mean,
right.
I watch one of the judge programs on TV.
Yes, I know you do.
And I enjoy that program very much. And it's interesting. I was watching it the other day, and I looked at my roommate, and I said, you know, it's amazing. The majority of these claims that
right.
are there are because of people who have broken apart, whether they were fiancés, engaged to be married, whether they were married. Whether
right.
These women, they had been friends for 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
They lost their friendship over a boat and a lantern. I mean, you know, how ridiculous that is. But, you know,
It happens.
It does happen. You need to hold true to your commitment. And
Ruth yes.
was very committed to Naomi. I mean,
very.
I mean, the commitment that she held in the life. I mean, she was a young woman. She could have gone back to the home, wherever,
right.
found her a nice husband, gotten married, had this wonderful, beautiful life, what she could have done, but she chose to stay committed to Naomi. And she was blessed,
as
we will see. She was greatly blessed by that.
And we made the point last week. We only got through one point. And if you have a paper and pen, you'll want to write some of these down. But the first point we made last week about finding favor forever comes from right here, the book of Ruth. All these points come from Ruth. But the first point is faithfulness and consistency. You want to find favor forever? Start operating in faithfulness and consistency. I mentioned this last week about someone in my life, and I've said this about her many times through the years, and to her face too, and she knows it. And the thing I have said over and over again is the consistent thing about you is your inconsistency, which is really sad.
It's sad.
It's a sad commentary that no matter what she says, I know it'll change the next moment. It's a relative of mine. I know it will change the next moment. I know that she won't follow through. And that is very sad. And so point one to finding favor forever, be faithful with what God has given you to do. Be consistent. Okay? Don't be here today and gone tomorrow. You know, don't be. And so many people are like that. So many people are inconsistent and they just fly by the seat of their pants, so to speak, from one thing to another or one church to another or one marriage or relationship to another. Just boom, 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 boom. No. Number one way to find favor forever is be faithful and consistent.
What came to mind also is consistency in spending time with the Lord and reading
Amen.
His word.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, I'm guilty of this. Well, I don't set myself on some platform. So I'm guilty. There have been times that, you know, I just don't spend as much time in the word as I should. You
right.
know?
Sure.
And I want to encourage people who have done that, who have not spending that time, just say, oh, okay, God forgive me, and go on.
Exactly.
It's a trick of the enemy.
Yes.
To try to come against you and say, look at what you did.
Right.
You didn't keep reading. It's not worth it. Throw in the towel. And that's what he wants you to do.
Right.
But just pick up yourself up and keep on going. I mean, God understands and he loves you, and he just wants you to continue being
Amen.
Consistent, being faithful to him, being consistent, and read his word and spend time in prayer. That is that's the two key components of many of staying focused, staying
Absolutely.
Consistent, staying faithful to
Absolutely.
God.
One of the books that you have given several people in our ministry is called Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, who is a missionary. And this is a daily devotional, and you can pick them up. They're everywhere. Christian bookstores, Walmart, they're everywhere. Jesus Calling. So many people read this on a daily basis. Just as an incentive to you, we encourage you, get that book, you know, and it will help you stay focused every day. And it gives you scriptures to read, but it's basically just a couple paragraphs every day that remind you of God's presence in your life. So good thing to have. And they have a lot of others. Jesus Lives. I have them all.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks to you. But anyway.
Well, the Jesus Calling is an awesome, awesome journal. And I mean, a devotional. And I was speaking to the ladies ministry leader at my mother's church. And I said, you know, you really need to get this Jesus Calling devotional. It's really, really good. And I think I even gave her one because I had spares at that time. And she's like, well, you know, I have a lot of journals and devotionals. And okay, I said, no, you don't understand. This is different than
yeah.
all those. And
right.
she was like, okay, well, I'll look at it. I said, okay. She contacts me and says, wow, that is the most awesome devotional. I'm buying it for all the ladies on the board
oh,
of the women's
great.
Ministry.
Woo!
You know, so it's just life-changing because
yes.
it's God speaking to us. And that's the way it is.
That's
God
what it
speaking
is.
To us. God speaking to us.
Like through your poems.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, anyway, but that is a great,
that's great.
Devotional.
Woo. Okay, let's talk about Naomi.
Naomi.
All right. So Ruth was faithful and consistent. Naomi, on the other hand, got very, very upset about all the tragedy she had gone through. And some of you may be saying, well, isn't that okay to be upset? Well, of course. But we can carry it and carry it and carry it and let it change our lives so profoundly if we don't deal with it. Sometimes we just need to forgive God. That point came out Friday night in our gathering, and I think it's huge. And I've counseled so many people through all these years of ministry, and I can tell you that one of the big things that happens in people's lives is they get bitter about their circumstances. Naomi not only gets bitter, but changes her own name. I have an Indian name, which I, you know, have called myself for a long time, and it's doesn't have anything to do with that, but it's called She Who Weighs Much Less Than Before. you know, my Indian name. So whatever, there's a lot of people who have Indian names or have. In this case, Naomi changes her name. In verse 20 of Ruth chapter 1, she says, don't call me Naomi, call me Bitter, or Mara, M-A-R-A, which means bitter. And then she goes on to say in verse 20 of Ruth chapter 1, the strong one, meaning God, has dealt me a bitter blow. I left here full of life, and God has brought me back with nothing but the clothes on my back. Why would you call me Naomi? Because Naomi meant pleasant and agreeable. And then she says, God certainly doesn't. The strong one ruined me. I mean, this is huge, Nan, in Ruth chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Naomi changes her own name from pleasant and agreeable to bitter and blames all of her circumstances on God. And she's certainly not in a place to find favor forever right here, because she is kind of taking herself out of the game, so to speak.
Well, a lot of people do that. They just don't change their name.
That's right. But they act like their name is now bitter.
They do.
By the way they behave, by the way they respond to the things that happen in life, or, you know, the angry people around in our lives, you know, the angry, you know, bitter, just, you know, fearful, always upset type people, stressed out, all that. They may not actually change their name, but they certainly can take on these characteristics. Wouldn't you agree?
There's a lady I work with that acts like that.
Okay.
I don't want to be around her.
Right, there you go. I mean, that's what happens. You don't want to be around her.
I mean, everything that comes out of her mouth is negative.
She's right.
She has some valid points on some of the issues.
Sure, of course.
But
an element of truth is usually there.
Exactly. But she doesn't. She just needs to have an encounter with Jesus Christ
and serve him.
And it would just help all that, help her in that situation that she's dealing with.
You couldn't have said that better, because what Naomi needs is an encounter with Jesus, with God Almighty himself, the true God. And we're going to see this happening. It does happen here. So take courage, because in this story, it happens. Verse 20, what is it? 2 of Ruth 1. And so Naomi was back. She had gone to Israel. She got back there. Their hometown was Bethlehem. That is no coincidence, people, that the hometown of Naomi and her husband Elimelech was Bethlehem. We all know what happened in Bethlehem a few years later, right? Maybe 1,400 years later.
Yes.
Okay. And it was the birth of Jesus. So Naomi and Ruth were back. Ruth was the foreigner. They were back from the country of Moab, and they arrived in Bethlehem at exactly the right time, God's time, and it is at the beginning of the barley harvest. They arrived right at harvest time. This radio show today that we are doing live right here in Tampa, or Clearwater actually, tantalk1340.com if you want to switch over to the computer. This timing, right this moment today, Nan, is extremely important. We as a ministry and we as individuals in that ministry are embarking on a new season right now, a new season of blessing like we have never known. Okay, this outreach for this show and the one on Thursday night is going to expand greatly. God has promised me that. I don't know how it's all going to happen, but we're going to be reaching more and more people. And this is a new day, like it was a new day for Naomi and Ruth when they got back to Bethlehem where they belonged.
Woo! God's timing is always perfect.
They arrived just right.
They arrived
at the harvest time.
At the right time.
Okay. You know, it reminds me of Jesus saying in John chapter 4, and let me run over there real quick about the harvest. Do you remember? Well, actually, let me run to Matthew 10. That's coming to me first. In Matthew 10, actually, let's look at chapter 9, verse 35 of Matthew. Matthew 9:35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. Dear one, if you are sick, you have some awful diagnosis, some disease, be encouraged right now. Matthew 9:35, Jesus is your healer, and he healed every disease and sickness. In verse 36 of Matthew 9, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, Nan, that's that word we've been talking about, you and I, lately, which it means to see a need and have a desire to alleviate the problem, okay? He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. We declare that right now over this ministry, over this show. We declare that in the lives of our listeners, that the harvest is now. It is upon us. Jesus said in John 4 that the fields are white and ready for harvest. They're ready. And Naomi and Ruth arrived at the start of harvest. No coincidence, Nan.
Mm-hmm. There are no coincidences.
No.
And God, he has perfect timing.
Absolutely. So here they go. And so chapter 2 of Ruth, verse 1, it so happened Naomi had a relative by marriage. Just a coincidence, right?
Just a coincidence.
No, just a God moment, right?
Right, a God moment.
There you go. Naomi had a relative by marriage, her husband's family, and his name was Boaz. And by the way, Boaz means in the Hebrew, in him is strength. Is that a coincidence that we did that song just now, a minute ago? His strength is perfect when my strength is gone?
Nope.
And Boaz, you will find, is a type of Jesus. He is a foreshadowing of Jesus. We're going to understand why as we go along here. But his name means in him is strength and quickness, might and power. Boy, if that isn't a description of Jesus, right?
Whoa,
his name was Boaz. And one day Ruth, the Moabite foreigner, said to Naomi, I'm going to work. And we're going to bring Betty in right here as we start on point two. The point one is that if you want to find favor forever, you got to develop a life of faithfulness and consistency. That's point one. Point two is you got to get to work. You got to get to work. Betty, are you on the air? Let me get your mic up here.
I am here.
You are here. We hear you. And you've been out in the field, right? Pitching hay now.
Well, actually, I beg for two young, strapping young men to help my son-in-law and myself, and they agreed. So I got a reprieve for the next hour and a half. So
fantastic.
It's awesome.
All right. Well, welcome on the show. And
hi, Betty.
There's Nan.
Hi, Nan. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Betty. How you doing, lady?
Well, I'm just fine. I'm just down here in my prayer closet in the basement, and it's cool down here, and I am set. I'm set for the next hour and a half.
Whoa. All right. Very good. We're glad that you are. We're talking about Ruth, as you know, and Boaz, and we are starting chapter 2 right now and talking about how Naomi and Ruth, it was not a coincidence that they go back to Bethlehem, Naomi's home. It was not a coincidence that suddenly this person shows up in their lives. His name is Boaz. He's a type of Jesus. His name meant in him is strength and quickness and might and power. And that is a type of Jesus. And Naomi suddenly remembers. Naomi, who calls herself bitter, or as I like to call her, bitter old bag, you know, as she calls herself that, suddenly life begins to change, Betty. Isn't this interesting when God begins to intervene in our circumstances? Do you want to comment on that?
Well, I certainly can. It just seems like that you might be going down a road like her, and you think, what's the use? And then the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords steps in, and he wants to change your mind if you're willing to listen.
Amen.
He's our counselor, and I think that he is willing to do far above and beyond what we could ever imagine.
You know, absolutely. And, you know, we just played that song, one of my favorites, His Strength is Perfect When My Strength is Gone. And when you think about this, Naomi had no strength to change her circumstances. Ruth was young, had lost her husband, her brother-in-law, her father-in-law. She's in a new land. She knows no one. And yet God begins to put it in Ruth's heart to go get a job, get work, do something, you know? Get out of, in other words, it's symbolic, her wanting to go to work, symbolic of getting out of your rut that you're in. Talk to me about that, Nan, because I think we can get down into a rut so bad that we just can't see our way out or see that God could possibly have a plan.
We can get in that rut, and we can't see that he has a plan. And
depression.
Yes. There was somebody, it's raining here. And the reason I say it just started raining, and I didn't realize it was raining. It rained earlier at my house and on the way here. And that's just kind of the way sometimes depression can hit.
Right.
All of a sudden, it just rains on you. You know, having personally experienced depression, I know what it's like. Yeah. I mean, I know what it's like to feel like you can hardly get out of bed. Mm-hmm. You can hardly go out and do things. But, you know, if you look to God, he yes. has a plan.
Yes.
Claim his word, he has a plan.
Amen.
You have to read his word to know his plan.
Yeah.
But you can read the word, and he will lead you and guide you. And, you know, depression is a good example of being in a rut. You know, being in a rut of, I get up, I go to work, I do my thing, I come home, take care of the kids, take care of the husband, I go to bed late, I'm tired, I get up, go, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just the monotony of the rut.
Right.
Sometimes we lose focus that God does have a plan, and mm-hmm. he has a mighty plan for all of our lives, and he will reveal that as we spend time in his word and you know, and spend time with him and his word. Betty's
Amen.
In her prayer closet right now, as we call it, and
yeah.
That's where she spends time with God. That's where she hears from God, and I know
right.
Betty. I know Betty's life.
Yes.
And she does spend a lot of time with God. She spends time with God while she's out taking care of her horses. She spends time with God in her prayer. Wherever she spends time with God, she spends time in the Word. It's very evident in her life.
Right.
It's very evident in Betty's life.
Well, and here we see Naomi having just made this kind of little statement that she's bitter. She's changed her name to Mara, which means bitter. She's mad at God. God brought all this on her. And Ruth doesn't sit around the house to listen to it over and over again. She goes, I'm getting up and going to work. Okay, and that's point two. Get up, change your circumstances, do something about it. Betty, you want to comment on this before we go to this next song?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing to me when you talk about get up and go to work, is that happened to me about a month ago. I had an opportunity to work in an area that I love.
Okay.
It's not that I was depressed. It's not that I was in a rut. But God opened a door
mm-hmm.
for me to go through and
right.
said, it's time for you to go to work.
Okay.
I said, okay. It was tough at first. It was tough after being out of commission for, say, 9 years, and you get back into the work cycle, and it's like, I don't know if I really want to do this or not. But I noticed today, yesterday and today, is that because I went to work and because the Lord told me it's probably a good opportunity, I've had three opportunities to either pray for someone.
Praise God.
Minister to someone.
Amen.
And to some, this may seem, oh, that Betty's weird. I pray for the animals.
Yes.
Before they go into surgery, or before they go home after being boarded, or even while they're being boarded at the clinic.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, they get into a state of depression or a state of anxiety because they're away from their family.
Right, sure.
And it, you know, you bloom where you're planted.
Mm-hmm.
And if your work circumstances is where God wants you, minister to whomever God leads you to, and he will lead you to them if you're open, honest, and willing to do what he wants you to do with truth and honor to do his will. Things change immediately. I mean, suddenly. It's one of those suddenly moments.
You know, Betty, you don't know the song coming up, and you can't even begin to see the amazement on my heart and my face right now. But you can see Nam, but you can't see me in here. But I'll tell you what, listen to this song by Selah. It couldn't be any more perfect. His eye is on the sparrow.
do I feel discouraged? Why do the shadows come? And why does my heart feel lonely? In love for heaven and home, when Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. So I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. Yeah, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. So I sing because I sing because I'm free. Yeah, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches, and I know he watches.
I know he watches me. And dear one, I know he's watching you. And he cares about every detail of your lives. His eye is on the sparrow. Whew, Nan's got a poem from God, and then we'll get back to you, Betty.
It's entitled, I See You. Just as my eye is on the sparrow, so is my eye upon you, little one. I love you with an everlasting love. So does the heart of my wonderful son. I see just where you are right now. I am keeping you right where you are. I will uphold you in all that you face. For you, I really do love and care. I'm watching all things that you face. I see what you have need of right now. I will move in your situations, dear one. I will move in my time and with my power. So rest in me right now, precious one. I will work all things out for you. You will look back and see this time, and you'll see how you made it through.
Mm.
As he was inspiring that, he ended it with, I see you.
I see you.
I see you. As he was inspiring that, I was thinking, I'm working on a book.
Yes.
And it's entitled Radical Faith, Believing and Receiving God's Promises.
Amen.
And the Lord is directing and pulling in poems from two different places right now. There's going to be a few more because I have some more kind of in storage kind of thing. But from the ones on the radio show.
Yeah.
But especially from some ones in 1998.
Wow.
When I was going through so much hard times. It's interesting as he's pulling these poems and leading me to which ones to pull in. I'm like, I can remember when that was a tough time.
Right.
I can remember, God, where are you? And he will let me know he was right there.
Yes.
And I made it through.
Mm-hmm.
I have a testimony in that area. Mm-hmm. I made it through all that stuff.
17 years ago.
17 years ago. And just as his eye was on the sparrow, so his eye was on me.
Amen.
And he carried me.
Yes.
And that's what he'll do for our listeners.
Yes.
Just as his eye is on the sparrow, so is his eye on them. And he will keep them and hold them.
And they just
need to receive it.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. And Naomi and Ruth were in a place where they just needed favor. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. In fact, let's make that point, and then I'll go to you, Betty. Because what Ruth says to Naomi, the bitter old bag mother-in-law here, who really was probably very sweet. That's just me calling her that. One day, Ruth, the Moabite foreigner, said to Naomi, I'm going to work. That's point two. I'm going out to get to glean among the sheaves, following after some harvester who will treat me kindly. In the New American Standard, it says that she was going out to look for one in whose sight I might find favor. That's what she was going looking for, somebody that she could find favor. Dear one, God is right there, and you already have favor in his sight. You have favor because you are a child of the living God, especially if you've accepted him into your heart and asked him to live on the inside of you. You have built in favor. Whoa, praise God, praise God. You know, Betty, I want you to comment on this. Just go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that in children's church, one of the little guys used to say that he had flavor, that the Lord had flavor with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, it always stuck with me because that little guy always said that the Lord had flavor. Well, the Lord, because if you find a certain flavor that you like.
Chocolate?
And chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate.
Strawberry, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That God find, you know, if you love that, that's how much God loves you.
Mm.
And if that's just looking from a child's perspective, that God loves us so much that, you know, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Now that's how much he loves us.
Oh, yeah.
He sent his only son. And, I mean, it's a point that we can bring up, you know, almost every week. But to have favor with God is, awesome.
It's like a hidden treasure that we didn't know we had.
Yeah, it is. It is, and it's like looking in a jeans pocket and you find maybe $5 or whatever, and it's like, oh, thank you, Jesus, you know, because maybe in that instant you didn't have a penny to your name.
Right.
And you were thinking, what am I going to do till payday?
That's happened to me.
That jean pocket. It has happened to me, too.
It has.
A coat pocket. It's like, okay, God, that wasn't there before. Did you put it there?
Yeah.
And yes, I did, my child, because I know that you needed me at that time.
Yeah, amen.
And I wanted you to know that I was there all the time.
You know, I love that. I love what you're saying. It's like favor is a benefit that some of us don't realize we have. This is personal, but I'm just going to tell you all that a few months ago I was blessed to be able to buy the car of my dreams. I'm paying on it forever, but that's okay. It is the car I've wanted for 10 years, and it is a little Mini Cooper convertible. It's red, and it's beautiful. I'm going to put a picture of it on Facebook here soon so everybody can see, because it's got new stripes now, and it's really, really cute, and its name is Mini Mac. So I was, you know, I drive around a lot with the top down, and I'm just reading. Recently, I was reading a little booklet that I was sent in the mail. They sent me all the stuff about things you may need to know about your car, okay? And I found this out, Betty, which is really cool, that the glove compartment, when you have the air conditioning on, becomes a cooler. And you can put your sandwich in there. This is too cool. You can put, your canned drink of something. You can put your chocolate candy bar, in particular, in there. And it doesn't matter how hot it is outside. My glove compartment, Nan, becomes a cooler. And I just found this out within the last 24 hours. I have not tested it out yet, but it's very exciting. So it makes this point that here I am driving these 4 months in a car that I had a cooler in the glove compartment and didn't even realize it. What a benefit to keep my chocolate candy bar if I ever buy one and put it in there or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying, Betty? You can relate this to what we're talking about here with favor. Yeah. Ruth did not realize. She said, I'm going out to look for somebody that I can find favor with. Dear listeners, you already have a cooler in your glove compartment. No, that's me. You already have a benefit. God, you have found favor with God. You just maybe don't realize it yet. Betty, you want to comment on that? Nan is chomping on the bit to comment on all of that. She doesn't have a cooler in her glove compartment, by the way.
Well, I don't either. I usually put a cooler in you know, a handheld cooler in the back of my car.
Yeah.
For like if when I go to the grocery store with ice.
Right.
Some of us maybe don't have as much favor with, you know, with our...
See, I can put my hamburger right in my glove compartment.
Yeah, you can put it right in your glove compartment.
But who wants to? But anyway.
Don't forget to pick it out. Don't forget to pick it out.
But go ahead.
So you'll have a stinky Mini Cooper.
That's right. That's why you put the top down. But go ahead.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Keep the
We digress.
Yes,
go ahead.
We have, but that's okay. God loves us anyway. God has a sense of humor, you know.
Yes.
But I think one of the things of favor is that no matter what the circumstances of what you feel or see going on in your life.
Yeah.
You still have favor in God's eyes.
Yes.
Myself, been going through a hard time in the last few weeks. And one of the things that the Lord I had favor with was I've prayed, my daughter Megan has prayed, that we have 5 horses, as you all know, and that we have to feed those 5 horses from as she went out and worked in the fields, the harvest. We worked in the fields of harvest today. And I prayed, Lord, we've got to get this hay in. We have got to get this hay in. We have got to find. And we didn't have anyone to do it.
Wow.
Yes, yesterday or day before yesterday, one of the farmers said, you need your hay cut. And I said, yes. I said, I'm afraid I'm going to lose it if we don't. And then I won't have adequate nourishment for my horses. Well, pleading and praying and praying and pleading with the Lord is we just got out in the field. Now, last year we got 541 bales. This year we got 714.
Woo! Good bales. Numbers.
And that's the first. That's just the first cutting.
Oh, praise God!
So when you talk about favor,
yes,
I was a doubting Thomas.
That's your last name.
I had reservations. Yes, I do. I thought I had, you know, I was not communicating with the Lord. I mean, I was praying, I was reading, and it's like, you know, I'm shaking my fist as she did. Where are you? You're supposed to be.
Right.
You know, you're supposed to be on my side and all of this. And quietly this morning when I got up early, he said, you are mine, child.
Yes.
And I read a word that someone had sent me through the email this morning, and I mean, it hit me right in the face. Betty Thomas, you have favor with the Lord.
Amen.
Do not be afraid.
Amen.
Do not try to lean onto your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Stay close to me, and I will give you. You will see the benefits of the favor that I have for you.
Amen.
Now, I'm just a lonely little person out in the Midwest. That if he cares for me, I know that you will find favor and have blessing upon blessing given to you. Timing is crucial at this
timing.
Point.
We're going to talk about
timing.
That in our second hour. Nan, you have time for a quick comment before we do our little commercials we need to do.
Well, I was thinking about you and little Mama Mac.
Mini Mac.
Mini Mac.
Get her name right.
Okay,
I'm Mama
Mini Mac.
And it's Minnie Mac.
Minnie Mac.
Okay.
You know, you have this ice chest in your glove box.
Yes.
and it was something you didn't realize you had, but now you know you have it.
Yes.
I'm saying, but you can share the knowledge of that with other people. You can have someone sitting beside you and say, well, would you like a Diet Coke or a water?
Right here in my cooler.
We'll reach to the glove box, you have it. And just as you can share that, so can we share with those around us the favor that we have with the Lord and how the Lord has moved in our situations. I mean, look at Betty's situation. I mean, that's like a 40% increase. I don't know the exact numbers. You know, 35-40% increase over what she had. I mean, that is finding favor. And she's able to share that with people, how she found favor with the Lord and how he really, really, really blessed that crop that she needed.
Praise God. We agree with all that. And let's get this done real quick. All of you, and we have more people that have been using this prayer line from other parts of the world now. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. Betty, give us like a 30-second, why would they want to do that? Our email, prayers@BOHMGlobal.com.
If there is an issue in your life that you just feel like that you cannot get a breakthrough on, send us a request. We will send out that request along with a prayer, and that goes out to our prayer team, which is in numbers over 50-some. We will take that to the Lord.
Amen.
And in that timing, I think the Lord is answering prayer suddenly, expediently, and he's on the job. He's
Amen.
Ready to work for you. And just all you have to do is send it to prayers@BOHMGlobal.com, and we will be reaching out to you and to the prayer team and taking that my mouth is dry.
We will
take that to the throne of grace.
Exactly.
And the Lord does answer prayer.
Amen, amen. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you on Friday nights to our Friday gathering. We meet every Friday night at 6:30, and we currently meet at the Ramada Inn in Clearwater on Almerton. It's 3580 Almerton. It's as you face the hotel, it's the front right corner. We have our separate entrance. Tables are set up. If you're running late from work, you can bring your dinner. That's fine. We welcome you to do that. We have just kind of an all-in-one service now, don't we, Nan? Because we really, our attendance on Sunday morning had decreased, and Wednesday night, it was just better to combine everything in one. We have praise and worship, don't we?
Oh, yes, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. And then we have a study like we're doing now in the Word, interactive Bible study. We have prayer for our needs, whatever your needs are. And Nan, Holy Spirit just hit you Friday night, and you were praying for all kinds of people, and things were getting done, and people were being healed Friday night. God used you mightily, and it was because of your obedience.
It was
Betty,
pretty
you
awesome.
Would have been so proud of our Nanners. You would have really been proud of her. So,
well, thank you. But yeah, the Lord really moved.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that she is operating in an area that she's going to excel in.
Yes.
At first, when I first met Nan, I thought, well, she was a little shy, just a little, not a whole lot.
That was a few years back, yeah.
That was a few years back, but I've seen a growth in Nan.
Yes.
Over these last few, I'm going to say weeks, because she has come through with through the Lord working through her some prophetic words, and now you know the laying on of hands and seeing a miracle, that I think Nan has found favor with the Lord in this particular area.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right on. So, wow. So we encourage you to use our prayer line, prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. Come to the Friday gathering if you're in the Tampa Bay area. And also, our Thursday night show is a life coaching counseling show with me, Mama Mac. That's where that name comes from. And